All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call this meeting to order Monday, March the 7th, 2022. I'd like to welcome every one of you. Thank you for being in attendance. And at this time, I would like to ask Commissioner Dow if he would lead us in an invocation and then lead us in the pledge. If everybody will, please rise.
Everyone, please bow your heads. Our precious and gracious God, thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on our way. Thank you for continuing to bless the citizens of Duplin County. And we pray for peace in the world, domestic and abroad. Thank you for leading us and guiding us in the business that we have today. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, this brings us to tonight's agenda. Does any commissioners have anything they want to add?
I do not.
Okay, Mr. Branson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I have a few matters I'd like to bring to your attention. First, the county attorney has requested that we add a closed session for legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318.11A3. Also, Mr. Chairman, road concerns. If you would like for me, I will do that right after the public comment period. And I also would like to let you know that our health director is on the agenda, but due to personal reasons, she will not be able to be with us tonight. Likewise, the EMS director, Mr. McMahon, is teaching a course out in the county tonight. He will not be able to be with us either. And finally, there was a misunderstanding between the sheriff's office and my office, and Sheriff Wallace meant to request that the resolution he has submitted to the board for your consideration be put on the consent agenda, so he did not make arrangements to be here tonight. I am prepared to stand in for the health director, EMS director, and Sheriff Wallace if you would like for me to, or we can postpone their agenda items to the next meeting.
Pleasure of the board.
Yeah, what's the resolution?
To present the badge and service weapon to two retiring captains from the sheriff's office.
I don't think there'll be any. Based on my previous review of what the topics were, I don't think there'll be any controversy, and I think you standing in for them will be fine.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, with that said, do I have a motion to...
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to accept the agenda tonight with those add-ons. All in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
All opposed? Carried. All right, that brings me to the approval of the minutes for the retreat that was held on February the 18th, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, same side. Carried. Okay, now I need an approval of the minutes for our regular meeting held on February the 21st.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, now that brings us to the consent agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the consent agenda. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, that moves us right into public comment. Do we have anyone?
Mr. Chairman, no one has signed up for public comments tonight.
Okay. I will, just in case someone didn't realize they needed to sign up. If there's anybody that was planning to make a comment and forgot to sign up, this is your chance to stand up. With nobody, let's move into the road concerns.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Branson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to receive any road concerns that you may have so that I can convey them to the North Carolina Department of Transportation.
You have anything?
Yeah, I've got one. I had a complaint. I think the address is 2413, that area right there, the ditch. I got a complaint about a foul odor in the ditch. And I went down there, and there is an odor, but I couldn't find out where it was coming from. So I don't know if it's coming out of somebody's septic tank or, but it's something in the ditch that's
okay.
Foul.
Commissioner Dow, you said 2413, what was the road?
NC 50 South, South NC 50 towards Chinkapin out of Kingsville.
Okay.
Right at Farrier, I think it's Mini Farrier Lane right there.
Okay, I will.
On the left and right side of that.
I'll advise DOT and Environmental Health if we need to.
Anybody else have a road concern?
No.
Commissioner Gar? Anybody from the public?
I say Will Davis.
The railroad crossing?
Okay.
Bruce
Dawson.
All right, I'll let Frankie know again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Branson, this is really not a road concern, but I want to take this opportunity to make sure everybody knows this and it goes on record. I want y'all to know that about 2 weeks ago, we had a call about a bad, trashy road over in the Auberson section, and Mr. Branson got up with his team and they got some inmates and went out and picked up about 200 bags of trash.
It was a lot.
And I mean, took care of it immediately. And I just wanted to thank Mr. Branson here in public and let it be on record. Now, that might get you a lot more cleanup jobs, Mr. Branson, but you know, we are concerned about our county and we do care. And you know, I appreciate the phone calls and the direction when there's something that is hurting the view of our county, and Mr. Branson backed it up and showed that we care, because I mean, within 2 days of me contacting him, there was a cleanup crew out there.
And I just want to thank Darrell Whaley, your solid waste director. He helped coordinate all that.
Okay. So I just wanted y'all to know that, since we were talking about roads. Okay, that moves us right into item number two.
Since you brought that up about picking up trash on the edge of the road, I got another complaint about trash. You know, we're going to talk about it. It's right there on Warsaw, was the Wars Bridge Road from the new flashing light back east.
The new flashing light.
You know, right there on Bowden Road.
At
CM. I see Mount Laws.
At the new four-way stop?
Yes.
Okay. East.
Back east.
Towards
NC 11.
I mean,
back towards NC 11. Away from Warsaw.
Okay.
If you go to Warsaw, it's west. If you go the opposite direction, it's east.
Okay.
Excuse me for interrupting, sir.
Westbrook's Crossroad. No,
but that was another complaint. But
And speaking of that one intersection right there, Davis. What the possibility of getting
larger
rumble strips placed in all four directions, most especially on Bowden Road. I was at that intersection the other day. If I had been looking, I'd have pulled right out in front of one that never slowed down. It's just with that new four-way stop, a lot of people are, even though they've got a sign there with the light flashing on the top of it, a lot of people just,
yeah.
If we had some kind of rumble strips there, I think it would help.
Yeah, it's habit, I think.
It's habit for me, yeah. It sure is.
Okay. I will advise DOT.
I just wanted to add one thing with that comment, Mr. Garner, because I have worked with that before. They've had so many complaints from residents with rumble strips for these signs that may be an issue right there on top of the church as well. You know, because those strips make a lot of racket, and you know, I've had complaints from that where we did have them trying to recognize stop signs from the residents, and so you know, they don't like to put them in anymore. So I just want to let you know before you contact them, that's the problem that I run into the last time that I was trying to get something done. So just so, you know, it's not saying not try it, but,
right,
you know, there may be a better caution that they could come up with to alert people than to put those strips in right there on that church.
Okay. I'll investigate it.
Well, Melissa, did you decide that, you know, we didn't want to hear from you tonight since I asked you up and everybody started talking, including myself? All right. So that brings us to Melissa. Come on up. Thank you, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm here for another lane name for Clifton Murphy in the Limestone Township on Old NC 24 Highway at 169, and he has chosen Honeybee Lane.
We need to open this up for a public hearing. So at this time, I will open it up for the public. Any comments anyone would like to make about the naming of this road? What about you way back there in the back? Okay. All right, hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. Now, can I get a motion from the board?
So moved to approve.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to approve the request from Clayton Murphy to name a new lane on 169 Old 24 Highway, Beulahville, North Carolina, in Limestone Township, Honeybee Lane, in accordance to the Duplin County address of that road naming ordinance. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. That brings us to Mr. George Futrell, our assistant county manager. Held a good event out at the airport the other day and got us a big check.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, and I don't know if I had anything to do with the big check, but we thank you all for what you do in support of the airport and for the funds that we receive. And tonight I come to you before you with four items of business, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. The first item of business would be, unfortunately, to replace a airport commission member who passed away, and he was one of our longtime board members, serving for over 28 years, and his name was Ricky Kennedy, and he's from the Beulahville community, and so the airport commission deliberated on their replacement, and they have recommended, and of course, this being your district, Mr. Chairman, it was recommended to you, and you subsequently followed up to talk with the candidate that was recommended, and it's Mr. Ricky's son, Scotty Kennedy, who is a private pilot. He's a business owner. He and his wife reside in the up in the northern part of the community in the county, in the White Flash community. And so, at this time, we would recommend the Airport Commission recommends the appointment of Scotty Kennedy to fill out his father's unexpired term ending June the 30th of 2024.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second. I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item of business I have is a contract amendment number 2 with our airport engineering firm Avcon in the amount of $84,647.05. The Airport Commission at their February 22nd board meeting reviewed and approved this contract amendment and recommends this for your approval tonight.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second. Okay, I have a motion and a second to approve the Avcon contract amendment number 2 for the NC Forestry Service hangar construction project. for the amount of $84,647.05. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Sir, the next item of business I have is the change order number 6 with Riverland and Builders LLC, our contractor at the for the North Carolina Forest Service project. Change order is in the amount of $300,250.26. The Airport Commission reviewed and approved this at their February 22nd, 2022 meeting. This has been reviewed and approved by the North Carolina Department of Transportation Division of Aviation. I wish this was the last change order, but there's some reconciling, just a few more quantities that will have to be reconciled. So there'll be one final change order that I'll have to appear before you to have approved. But we, or the Airport Commission, would request that you approve this change order number 6 tonight.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second. I got a motion and a second to approve this change order number 6. For the North Carolina Forest Hangar Construction Project for Riverland and Builders LLC for the amount of $300,250.26. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, I failed to remind you that this is 100% a state-funded project, so we didn't the county didn't have any funds invested in this. In this project, but thank you. The last item of business I have is it's a good problem to have. I'm requesting a approval to appropriate an additional $200,000 to purchase fuel with. It appears that we have sold quite a bit more fuel than what we actually projected, and as a matter of fact, we've sold about 42,000 gallons more fuel this fiscal year to date than we did the same period last time. And of course, you know, the fuel expenses have gone up. Our average cost of avgas, which is 100 octane fuel, is $4.04 per gallon for the 3 loads that we've received. But we've bought 21 loads of jet fuel, and our average cost is $2.95 per gallon with that, ranging anywhere from $2.62 up to $3.54 that we've just bought today. So. Fuel prices have gone up, but the good news is we're selling it. So we need to appropriate the additional funds, and then we will bring that back to you in multiplied revenue.
Pleasure to board.
So moved. Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the request to add additional funds to the Duplin County Airport budget to purchase fuel in the amount of $200,000 and additional $5,000 in sales tax expense. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
aye.
Mr. Future. Mr. Brinson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I appear before you now regarding a request by American Ambulance Service for a franchise agreement for basic life support non-emergency transports that originate in Duplin County. American Ambulance Service will offer services for residents of Duplin County who require a stretcher to be transported to doctor's offices or doctor's visits within or outside Duplin County. They will also provide inter-facility transports from Vidant Duplin to other hospitals throughout the state. We currently have 2 private ambulance companies providing these services to our residents already. However, due to the number of transports that are being requested, a third company is needed in the opinion of the EMS director and myself. They will operate under the Duplin County EMS system plan, meaning that their transports and patient care reports can be reviewed by our EMS team. American Ambulance already has franchises in Pender, New Hanover, and Brunswick counties. And we have with us tonight Mr. Nicholas Tripp. He is the director with American Ambulance Service, and also Mr. Brian Ennis, deputy director. If the board would like to hear from these gentlemen, they can tell you more about the services that they will be providing should you grant the franchise agreement.
Anyone want to hear from?
Sure.
Yeah, I do.
It was close. How y'all doing tonight?
Good. About yourself?
It's a nice ride out here from Holly Ridge.
Well, good.
So, Nicholas Tripp, the American Ambulance is a DBA under the parent company of Coastal Carolina CPR, LLC. We've expanded into this this ambulance transporting because we saw a need in the facilities. Currently, we also hold not only in Pender, Brunswick, but also Onslow County, too. Our trucks are equipped at the ALS level, but Duplin wants us to run BLS. We currently actually assist East Care by doing the Duplin to Greenville runs. Where the request comes in is now that Duplin saw us, they want us to do some in-county stuff, and that's where this ambulance franchise comes into play. It's within the county limits. We have about 9 ambulances, around roughly 40 employees to meet that need within all of the counties. I think that's it.
Any further questions?
You said you had 9 ambulances?
Yes, we also offer wheelchair vans, so we're all under one kind of fleet to kind of, if they don't meet the requirements for a stretcher for Medicare, Medicaid, instead of committing Medicare fraud, we would send a wheelchair.
Thank you. I will tell you, the EMS director and myself had some concerns in the past several weeks of residents not being able to get their loved ones transported from the hospital back home because there was just not enough non-emergency transports in the county. That's why we see the need for this. We think it'll be a real benefit to our citizens.
Any further questions?
I make a motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the American Ambulance Service non-emergency transport franchise to operate within Duplin County. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thank
y'all.
You. Looking forward to working with you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I now appear on behalf of Sheriff Wallace to present a resolution to approve the presentation of badge and service weapons to retiring sheriff's office employees. Would you like for me to read the resolution in its entirety or hit the highlight?
It don't sound like nobody needs
just highlight.
Okay. I think everybody's into it.
Captain Michael Stevens, who had 30 years of law enforcement experience with the Duplin County Sheriff's Office, and Captain Christopher Smith, who also had 30 years of experience with the Duplin County Sheriff's Office, Captain Stevens retired on April 1st, 2021. Captain Smith on March the 1st, 2022. North Carolina General Statute 20-187.2 provides that the officers may be presented with their badge and their service weapon at the discretion of the Board of Commissioners. Sheriff Wallace is making this in the form of a request through this resolution.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the resolution to presentation of badge and service weapon to the retiring sheriff's officers employees. Any further discussion? Personally, I think it's a great thing to do, and I appreciate it. Anybody else got anything to want to say? If not, all in favor say aye.
Uh-huh.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank
Mr. Chairman, I believe the next person on your agenda is Ms. Laura Jones. You're a county librarian, and I want to apologize to Laura. We misspelled your name on the agenda.
That's my stage name.
I thought you were doing that undercover.
It's all out now. Good evening. I'm coming to you again with another grant. I just love to find them. This one is called a Adapting Technologies Grant. It's $40,000, so I have a budget amendment and request to accept these funds. This allows our library to buy hotspots and Chromebooks. It also allows us to put boosters, Wi-Fi boosters, in all of our branches. So about 24,000 of that is the Wi-Fi boosters, and the rest will be in devices. This is a little different. This allows us to purchase the devices. It does not cover the service plan. So if we intend to activate those service plans, I would have to find that within my budget, and I can use state library funds for that if I choose to do that. But we may just use them in the facilities so that people that come in and don't have their own device can use that, and then we could activate the hotspots. So we have flexibility with that, but all those devices would belong to the library. And then we would, so when you look at the budget impact for this year, there's not one, but if we choose to activate them all, then the total would be, I estimated, about $12,600 per year to do a Wi-Fi service contract on those devices.
But all we're asking for approval for tonight is to accept the grant
mm-hmm. and the budget amendment that goes with it.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure that we were clarifying we wasn't authorizing the $12,000.
No. It's just to, if we choose to activate, that's the cost. If we choose to activate all of them.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to approve the adopting of the $40,000 grant. And the budget amendment. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, man.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now on behalf of our health director, Ms. Simmons Carnegie. The first item is an agreement addendum. She is requesting that the board approve and accept additional WIC funding in the amount of $17,706. The funds will be used to enhance the health department's objective of the special supplemental nutrition program for WIC, which is to provide supplemental nutritious foods, nutritional education, and referrals to health care providers for low-income persons during critical periods of growth and development. Again, I'm requesting that the board accept additional WIC funding in the amount of $17,706 on behalf of the Duplin County Health Department and approve the associated budget amendment.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I've got a motion and a second to accept the additional WIC funding AA403 revision number one for the amount of $17,706 with the associated budget amendment. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The next item is the approval of the 2023 consolidated agreement between the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Child and Family Well-Being, and Division of Public Health and the Duplin County Health Department. This consolidated agreement is made for the purpose of maintaining and promoting the advancement of public health in North Carolina. The consolidated agreement will cover the period June 1st, 2022 to May 31st, 2023 and shall remain in full force until the next fiscal year consolidated agreement is signed, except as provided in Section 10 provision for termination. The North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services and Duplin County agree that the provisions and clauses set forth in the agreement, which shall constitute the terms and conditions applicable for activities involving state funding. So I'm requesting that the board approve the 2023 consolidated agreement between the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Division of Public Health, and the Duplin County Health Department.
Pleasure to board.
So moved.
I got a motion.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. I think that was unanimous, but just in case. Anybody against, same sign? Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Rose.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
So I'm here with a couple of surplus properties again. The first property is parcel 01-E174. Was purchased by Duplin County on 9/5/2007 for $2,282, and the current tax value of the property is $4,400. Received a bid from Joshua Tree Associates LLC for $1,500.
Pleasure to board. I need a motion to accept or a motion to reject.
Motion to accept.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to accept the bid from Joshua Tree Associates LLC for the amount of $1,500 for surplus property partial number 01-E174, located on 4112 South Pine Street in the town of Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, and to be advertised for upset bidding pursuant to the NC General Statute 6160A-269. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
I have another parcel, 01-E251, purchased by the county on 10-2-2012 for $4,171. Current tax value is $6,500. We have a bid of $1,800 from Joshua Tree Associates LLC.
Same thing as before. I need a motion to accept or reject.
Motion to accept.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the bid from Joshua Tree Associates LLC for $1,800 for surplus property number 01E251, located on 11E George Street in the town of Warsaw, North Carolina, Warsaw Township, and advertised for upset bidding on partial 01-E251. I don't know why we got that in there again. But anyway, advertised for upset bidding pursuant to the North Carolina General Statute 160A-269.
Mouthful.
Yes. Further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you. All right, Ms. Tracy.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I would like to request that you make a motion to accept grant funding from the state of North Carolina in the amount of $1,121,769.66. That is three different grants between the Department of Public Safety and the State Capital Fund. $1 million will go for the Northeast Cape Fear River Bank stabilization and cleanup. $37,500 for Rattlesnake Branch cleanup. And if you're not familiar with where Rattlesnake Branch is located, it's northeast of the Rome's Chapel area near Mount Olive. And $84,269.66 for the enforcement allow for the Dupin County Sheriff's Department.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve or accept.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to accept the grant funding. Any further discussion?
And the associated budget amendment as well.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Forgot to mention that.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item number 15, Billy Ivey.
How's everybody doing?
Good. Hope you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. Coming forward to Commissioner tonight, Billy Ivey. I got Cole and Matthew, in case y'all hadn't met none of them, out of our office, and they do a lot of also the creek and inspections. But coming for you, we had a site showing and bid opening for Buckskin Creek and Grove Creek stream debris removal project. And Jerry Hall's Tree Service submitted a proposal in the amount of $76,000 to clean out the tree and other debris at Buckskin Creek and Grove Creek under contract. And I'm requesting that the commissioners award Jerry Hall's Tree Service the contract for stream debris removal for Grove Creek and Buckskin Creek in the amount of $76,000, and the funds are included in the budget.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to approve the $76,000 bid from Hall's Tree Service for cleanup of storm debris removal for Buckskin and Grove Creek. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You want to make announcements before we do the...
I have just two or three announcements I want to bring to the board's attention.
Okay.
At the event center, just to make you aware, on March 26th, the annual Blue Brew and Q Festival, it's an outdoor bluegrass festival, will be held, and the gates will open at 11 a.m. Again, that's March 26th. On April the 9th and 10th, the Royal Hannaford Circus will be at the event center. This will be held... inside. There'll be four shows, two shows on Saturday, April the 9th, one at 11 and one at 3 p.m. And on Sunday, also two shows, one at 11 and another at 3 that afternoon. The 2022 Cabin Lakes 13th Annual Youth Fishing Tournament will be held on April the 9th, 2022. Registration will begin at 8 a.m. and the tournament will end at 11 a.m. There will be cash prizes. It's for ages 4 through 14. And I put a flyer about it at each of your places. And also, there's a registration form if you know any youth who want to participate. That's all the announcements I have, Mr. Chairman. I would request that the board go into a closed session for legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3.
I need a motion to go out of open session into close.
So moved.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going into closed session. Thank you all for your attendance tonight. Hope to see you in 2 weeks. We're going back into open session. All of you, please be respectful. Anything anybody would like to bring forth? Any comments from the board? Hearing none, I look for a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to adjourn until March the 21st, 2022, 6 o'clock p.m. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
And thank all of you for your attendance. Please be safe on your ride home.